I want you to imagine this scenario. You and a close friend go hiking in some remote area of the country, maybe a national park or something. Let's say you're hiking up some hill, the slope of a mountain maybe, and maybe there's some loose rocks in one spot, and you both lose your footing and you fall a little ways down, and you each break a leg, you're bruised, bleeding a little, you're in pain. So you grab your phone and you call for help, and the park rangers come out there and they find you, and they're like, we gotta get you to a hospital, but there's no way to get a car in there where you're at, so they call a chopper. And a chopper comes, and they load you up on this helicopter to fly you off to the closest hospital. And there you're on this chopper, and you're in pain, you're sore, you're nervous. And the pilot of the chopper is an absolute not nice person. He's cussing at you. He's making fun of you for getting hurt. He's mad that he's had to fly out and do all this to pick you up because you aren't a good hiker. And he's just really annoying. He's mean. Here's the question. Would you jump out of the helicopter? Because you're sick and tired of listening to this pilot who's being a real not nice person. In the readings today, the Word of God is chiding religious leaders. In the first reading from the prophet Malachi, who's the last prophet in the Old Testament, he's chiding the Jewish priests for not teaching the law, for giving bad instruction to the people, and also for themselves not being faithful to the law. Then we have in the gospel Jesus chiding the scribes and the Pharisees, something that he does often in the gospels, being critical of the religious leaders of the day. He's telling the people that do what they say, but don't imitate how they live their lives. He's saying that what they're saying is true, but they don't practice what they preach. Is this not the greatest criticism of a religious leader? Being a hypocrite. You preach one thing, but you don't practice it. Jesus is very harsh at times in the Gospels with religious leaders for their hypocrisy. All throughout the history of the church, we've had religious leaders. Sometimes in the history of the church, we've had some really, really, really good leaders. Saints who have been popes, bishops, priests, deacons, mother superiors, religious men who led communities, even lay faithful who have had different leadership roles in the church. Holy, faithful men and women have been great leaders for the church, inspired millions. And we know that in the history of the church, we've also had some really, really, really bad leaders. Popes and bishops and priests and religious and lay leaders who don't practice what they preach, who don't preach the truth of our faith, who lead people away from Christ. I want to share three thoughts tonight about religious leaders and how we should approach our religious leaders. How should we just think about this topic? Number one, when it comes to religious leaders, it's good to know that as the lay faithful, you have a right to charitably critique your leaders. When your religious leaders are maybe not preaching the truth, when they're not preaching what the church teaches, the lay faithful has every right to, in charity, critique that leader. To reach out to that person, write a letter, etc. If I ever taught something that went against the catechism of the Catholic Church, I would hope someone would say, Father Park, you said this in your homily or in this talk you gave, and that's not what the church teaches. Now, I would never intentionally do that, I can tell you that, but maybe I made a mistake, and oh my gosh, you're right, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't say that in the right way, perhaps. Same thing is true with the Mass, the liturgy. The church has rules, it has laws that govern how the Mass is to be celebrated. And not even a priest, according to the Second Vatican Council, not even a priest has the authority to mess with the Mass. So if a priest or deacon or a bishop is celebrating the Mass in ways that the church does not instruct that priest or bishop to do so, and again, the lay faithful, you have every right in charity to critique that religious leader. Okay, I really want to emphasize that first part, in charity though, right? If I'm getting mad and I'm getting upset and I go off on some email, that's usually not going to be very helpful. Second point about religious leaders. We must always pray for our religious leaders. At every Mass, in every Eucharistic prayer, we pray for the Pope, we pray for our bishop, and all the bishops and the clergy. We pray for our leaders. Because the truth is, being a leader is hard. A lot of people think about being a leader as like, that's cool, you get all the power and the influence, and you can do whatever you want. Well, that's usually not the case. I mean, it's rare when I pull out the pastor card and I go, we're just doing it because this is how I want to do it. That's pretty rare, because that often doesn't go over very well. Right? It's hard to be a leader. I'm sure a lot of you know that in your own experience, your own life experience, through your jobs and families. I find one of the main crosses of being a leader, one of the hardest things about being a leader, is what I call the cross of disappointment. I know that as a leader, no matter what I do, there will always be people who are disappointed in me. And it's not necessarily people I disagree with, you know? I mean, I could agree with this person on everything from the faith to morality, etc. And maybe it's a prudential decision. This person wanted me to choose A, I chose B, now this person is disappointed, they're upset. And I'm a human being, right? I don't like to disappoint people, but I know that's just part of the cross of being a leader. And that's why we want to pray for our leaders, that they are wise, that they practice what they preach, that the Holy Spirit guides them. Even if you don't like the religious leader, we're still called to pray for our leaders. The lay faithful have a right to charitably critique their religious leaders. We must always pray for our religious leaders. Last point. We should never leave the Catholic Church because of bad leaders. How many people do you know, how many people do I know, who have left the Catholic Church because some priest was mean to them? Now, is it good that the priest was mean to that person? Of course not. But should you leave the Catholic Church because of one mean priest? The bishop closed my parish. I'm leaving the Catholic Church. Well, maybe that was a really hard decision for the bishop. Maybe that was the prudential decision for the whole diocese. You're going to leave the church? You're going to leave the Eucharist? If you were in a helicopter on your way to a hospital and the pilot is a real piece of work, would you jump out of the helicopter? Of course not. The same thing is true with the Catholic Church. Yes, the Catholic Church sometimes has had bad leaders. Do I leave the church because of it? No. Why am I Catholic? Not because of any pope or bishop or priest. I'm Catholic because the Catholic faith is true. That's why I'm Catholic. It's the truth. It's the truth about the Christian faith, about who God is, who is Jesus Christ, who is the Holy Spirit, about sin and death and heaven and hell and morality and salvation, all these things, the Catholic Church, the fullness of truth lies in the teachings of the Church about faith and morality. And that's why I'm Catholic. It's the Pope's job, it's Bishop's job, it's priest's job. It's as religious leaders, it's our job to teach the faith correctly, and it's our job to model that, which of course none of us do perfectly. But I would never leave the Church because of a bad leader. That's like jumping out of a helicopter because the pilot's annoying. So as we pray, maybe like take a moment to just reflect on religious leaders in your own life, the good ones. Hopefully you've had positive religious leaders in your life that have inspired you in your faith. I think in my own life, I can think about religious leaders like Pope John Paul II was a tremendous inspiration to me. I never met the guy. He was the Pope for most of my young life until I was 24. But his writings, his example, his witness, it inspires me. I think about great bishops like Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who died before I was even born. But yet, his homilies, his books, his writings, his teachings inspire me to this day. I think about the priests that have impacted my life over the years. When I was in college, I had two great priests at our campus parish. Both of those priests are now bishops. Inspiring for me to think about becoming a priest. I think about my parish priest that I grew up with all through my childhood and my teenage years, who I got to know a lot better, especially when I was in college. He had retired, and every time I'd come home from school, I'd always meet with him. It's when I was really starting to think about being a priest, and he'd encourage me, he'd pray with me. I'm so grateful for that. I wouldn't be who I am today if it hadn't been for good, faithful, religious leaders. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's remember that we should always pray for our religious leaders, that they can be faithful, that they could be holy themselves. A good religious leader can help bring many, many, many people to Christ. A bad religious leader can bring many, many, many people away from Christ. That's why it's so important we pray for our leaders, that they might be holy and inspire us to live lives of holiness.